meeting yes. for the mayor.
Okay.
We are going live. Okay. Okay, it is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Henrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. I did submit one change, and that was just the spelling of request, under right-of-way request. Besides that, I didn't have anything else. Did you find anything else?
No.
I'm good.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second and further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is pay request number 17 for the CSO mitigation project. Mike.
Everything is in order on this pay request, so it's my recommendation that the board pays the amount. Let's see.
This one's a doozy.
Yeah.
Yes.
One's a doozy. So it includes, let's see, it includes a portion of the retainage, correct?
I believe so,
yeah. Okay, yeah. It says retainage in the amount of $496,188.08. I just want to make sure after our meeting today that we're still holding back the appropriate amount of retainage for that, for the punch list.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I assume I don't know the exact figure, but I know Laura approved this one, so I'm okay. Sure it is the correct amount.
Okay, good. Questions regarding the pay application number 19119-17? No? Okay, then I will make a motion that we approve the pay request for R.E. Crosby number 19119-17. In the amount of $1,005,277.90.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion.
Is this be the final? I mean, next to the final pay.
There'll probably be a couple more. We still have punch list items and things like that that need to be taken care of.
It was $1,005,277.90.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what I said. If
yeah,
not, Sally,
you
please
did.
Amend to that number.
You did. I was reading it wrong.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Final completion is not until, I believe, like May 5th.
May 5th.
So okay. We still have some time and some stuff that they have to do. And unfortunately, the weather this week is not going to cooperate, it doesn't look like.
Sure.
So we're going to lose a few days this week. Mm-hmm.
But the good news is we're on the home stretch.
Yes, sir. It will not be here soon. But, yes, we are getting towards the end of it. So.
Okay.
Other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the bid award for the pig launch station. Mike?
This is a bid award for the pig launch modification out of 700 East. Currently it's in two separate manholes, and this is going to remove those manholes and put a cast in place for a precast vault in place, so it's one entry to do the job and then out, instead of going into two separate manholes three times to do the same thing. It's a big safety factor. This was the company that we chose to go with. Had the engineers, they reviewed the bid documents, or the quote documents, however we want to do that, or say that. And so our recommendation that we do award it to Everest Excavating for $90,850.
And you'll note on there, Board of Works, the $40,000 available with current SRF funding, and then the additional $51,000 that would need to come from local funds. But as Mike mentioned, this is a big safety improvement out there specifically. Questions of Mike? Okay. Hearing none, I'll make a motion that we award the pig launch modifications for County Road 700 East Lift Station to Everest Excavating in the amount of $90,850 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Just want to make sure that we got both everything we need there. Well, I think that's what we just did, right? I think we have to agree. We have to make the agreement now.
Oh, okay.
I think those two are separated.
Yeah.
Well, the way you put it on the agenda is they're separated. Yeah. So, in front of you is the agreement with Everest Excavating in regards to that project. Mike, I don't know if you had any specific things about that. I know Donahue's kind of been overseeing it a little bit, and they. So I know that they've worked out kind of the specs and all that stuff. So,
yes.
Are they going to? Are they going to oversee the project, or how is that going to work?
They were probably, at one time, if you remember Craig Mackey.
Yes.
He was overseeing all those projects,
yep.
And since this is still part of that, I don't know if they're going to, I need to figure out if they're going to have him oversee it.
Okay.
Or whether they want me on site to oversee the project. I am not sure.
And that was from ERI, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
But Craig is overseeing all the other parts of the project. Whenever we have that little section that, mm-hmm. like the other ones, he would come back in and run both jobs at the same time. So we had eyes on it also.
Gotcha.
So that's something I'll have to find out. If not, somebody will be over it, though, whether it's Craig or myself or somebody, mm-hmm. from our department. So.
Okay. Questions on the agreement, Board of Works?
I do not.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the agreement, please.
Make a motion that we approve the agreement with Everest Excavating. Their job number or reference number?
Looks like project number 13790.
Project number 13790.
Second.
That's okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion? Okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is in your Dropbox, there was a application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for BSM Group for QC Communications at 706 Pinecrest Drive. Any concerns about that? I think actually you had two pieces in your box. You had one that was the actual agreement or application. The other one was the actual map and plans. Any concerns about this? No. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the application?
I'll make a motion we approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within city right-of-way by BSM Group for QC Communications at 706 Pinecrest Road.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion?
We've been in that same area before with this group, correct? Pinecrest?
I'm not exactly sure, except to say that I know they already have infrastructure there.
Right. That's why I was wondering.
I think it's just a replacement of that infrastructure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought they would, it was already there, and it's just an addition or a replacement.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, I think it's just replacement, and it looks like, when I look at the map, it looks like it's just going to the apartments that are on Pinecrest there. Any other questions? Hearing none. The motion second. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing permit. Thank you. This is for tuck pointing of brick and painting. Did you see this in the corner?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I did.
And this is for, looks like, March 29th through April 9th. This is regarding the sidewalk in front of 113 East Van Buren Street and the alley beside 113 East Van Buren Street. And yeah, again, appears they're going to be doing some tuck pointing and brick and painting. I think it's great. I love when building owners take care of their properties. So,
mm-hmm.
Good. Any questions regarding that? Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. There you go. Bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers dated March 23rd, 2021 in the amount of $1,731,516.64.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $227,174.52, plus overtime in the amount of $4,284.44 from the pay file ending 3/12/21.
Motion. I'll second. Further discussion. Rosie, just a question for you, just because that's a larger number than we usually approve.
It's probably got inputs on it.
I wondered if there was something else. Well, I'm saying the actual pay types. I don't know if there was.
Oh,
if we paid like something extra, not paid extra, but I'm saying like, did we pay out like vacations or anything like that extra?
I can't remember.
Okay. I'm sure it's right. I just it seems more than what it usually is. That's the only reason. So, okay. Well, we'll check it out. But, okay. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Okay. Department heads. Terry.
I don't have anything to add to my report.
Do you want to maybe take 2 seconds? I'm going to put you on the spot. Take 2 seconds to talk about the Microsoft change that we're doing, just to kind of fill them in a little bit more in depth.
Well, we have a Microsoft Exchange server that's on its last leg, and so we're going to move to Office 365 in the cloud. We're also going to be updating our Office products. They're versions of 2010. They're outdated and no longer supported by Microsoft, so they make them a liability. And we're in the process now of converting data and moving stuff over and building new servers to handle the Exchange 365. I hope to have it done in a couple of weeks. But it's needed. We've rode on that thing for a long time, and it's time to move. And it seems like our better option after talking to Rosie and the mayor was to move to the cloud, because that's basically where they want everything at anymore. And it was a little bit cheaper for us, and the maintenance is better, and the updates are free, so it'll be a good thing once it's done, but getting through it will be another issue.
Questions?
So the backup used to be the cloud, but now the cloud's going to be the primary?
What?
The cloud's going to be the primary data source?
The Exchange server will sit in the cloud,
okay,
at Microsoft, and we will have a small maintenance server that we maintain it with, where I would make changes, add and delete people, create groups, et cetera, like that. That'll be a small one that'll sit on our virtual box that he has to build, in the process of building now. And that'll maintain the cloud,
okay,
Exchange.
Any other questions? Okay. Thanks, Terry. Mike.
I just have a request. The lift station out of Gateway, we have a pump that's out in a shop in Illinois. They had to send it there because our shop they were using in Warsaw, it's too big of a pump for them to service. And the repairs on that pump's $12,000, and they're not going to be able to ship the repair parts aren't going to be shipped until May 19th of this year. So my request is, that's the only station on all of our industrial lines out there and lift stations that I do not have a spare, per se. It's a two pump station, but I do not have a third pump to put in there if something happens. So it's just my request to purchase a pump for that station. Now, it will be a specialty, so it's a significant amount of money. I talked with Rosie. We have the funds to do it. With freight and everything, buying it to be an ABS pump, it comes in right at $47,000. But it is specialty for that station, the way that was designed. So it's not an off-the-shelf pump. So it's just my request to go ahead and order that, purchase that. So the one will be repaired and put back in, but then we'll also have a spare for that. So then I'll have spares for all those stations.
All the stations.
So they're all interchangeable or not?
They're not interchangeable. That's why I have one for each station, because all those are were engineered, and they're all, unfortunately, they're all different.
Okay. The three pumps are interchangeable, but not the different stations.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other?
And now that's in our, I have that written in, so whenever a new station goes in, it automatically will, they have to supply three pumps. Two for the station, one as a spare. If it's a triplex, three pumps and a fourth as a spare. So that's written in our specs now, so we don't run into this issue going down the road.
Okay.
So you'll put the repaired one back in and keep
it? Yeah, we'll get that one back first, because I'll order this new one, but it'll be 18 to 24 weeks is what they're telling me right now for delivery.
You got to basically custom build it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think it's always good to have a backup to the backup kind of thing. But
it always makes me nervous running the station just on one pump. So.
Yep, I agree completely. Okay. I'm okay with them moving forward with it.
I'm okay.
Yep, okay. You have clearance.
And the second thing is I've got one of my staff, I tasked them with the goal this year. They are, if you remember, I can't remember if it was end of 2019 or in 2020, we were looking at replacing our loader tractor with something bigger because we just have outgrown it. It's just not big enough anymore, and it's due for replacement. So that didn't happen last year, so I've got one of my staff members working on that this year, getting quotes and stuff, moving forward with some type of, like, a skid steer, something similar to what electric and water has, that we will be able to scoop and also have a set of forks, so we'll be able to load, still do everything we do. We just don't need a tractor to mow with. So we decided to go with some type of skid steer, and they're working on quotes for that. So I'll be bringing those in once we just decide what we get narrowed down to.
Okay.
And they're working on bringing demos in right now and see what will work best for us. So.
Sure. Questions?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Mark.
Do you want me to just do my report now or save it for council? Or?
No. You'll do it both.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I skipped that part of it.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
include
Go
that
ahead.
In mine.
Go ahead and do your report then.
Okay. This morning we had offered, we done our interviews and we hired another one. Well, conditional offer pending the drug screening, which I'm not sure whether they got that scheduled for this afternoon or sometime this week. So once that comes back, and then he is supposed to start on the 5th, so that'll put us up to a full staff then. So. I'm pleased with that, the way that process went. It worked out well for us. Long-term control plan, they had that meeting this afternoon in here. We met with the USDA rural development first, the contractor, the engineer, the city. We went through everything, went through the punch list that was on that, and then went out and toured the job site, got their blessing on it, and so we're moving forward with substantial completion, and then on do, like, punch list items, and then, like I said, final completion in May. SCADA over at Ellsworth Street, they're going to install what we had on the old station. They're going to temporarily put it in so we have monitoring. But the old equipment won't work with the stuff that's in there, so I'm going to update it, which we have to update our radios anyway because they're obsolete. And I think we're in our very last year, if not with the... radios. I think it's the very last year because they won't support it. Well, they don't support it now. They don't make them. And so we have to convert all our radios over, so I'm just going to have that one done. But they're putting a temporary in until all the new equipment comes in. And our UV system, the bulbs and everything have been installed and up and running, and we'll start reporting on April 1st.
Great. Questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mark.
I was tempted to call on Sean, but I'll do Mark.
We've been pretty busy here, just getting ready for spring. Everything's kind of taking off right now. Pickleball courts are ready now. Bathrooms are not. Those won't be ready for until first week of April. The renovations of the restroom at Morris Park are going well. The walls are done. Ceiling's done. Next week the floor will be finished, and then they'll put the walls and the partitions in. But so that's moving along pretty good.
Great.
And that'll be a big, huge help this summer for everybody. I think they'll like those a lot. Right now, baseball and softball uniforms are ordered, and schedules of practice schedules been put out. We're trenching in a line right now for the new concession stand, so they're working on getting that ready. Aquatic center work will start here pretty soon, and then we've had a lot of interviews lately for part-time workers this summer, just kind of getting everybody in place, so.
Okay.
And what's going on?
Question to Mark. Thank you. Sean?
So we have begun the hiring process to replace one of our retired employees. We got the job description completed. Now that should be advertising very soon. We'll be hiring an apprentice lineman or a lineman, whichever we see fit. We did finally get the tree board trees started. We're still short staffed, but we were able to get a couple guys freed up to start on that. So we got a couple of those down already. I approved a quote for our front door at the maintenance facility. Every other door is a keypad entry. This one was just an old standard thumb lock. It's going to be a Vicon where you can use your city ID now and swipe it and get in the front door. Improve security, and it also puts a push button for Angie who sits at her front door.
Oh, so yeah.
If it's locked, she can buzz people in.
Gotcha.
It's unlocked, they can still go in, but
nice.
We can program it for hours to be unlocked or locked. So that'll be nice. We'll add to our security down there. I began to look at pole trailers. It was one of my things on my list this year to be replaced. Our pole trailer is from 1978.
Nice.
It currently has 2 out of 4 tires that are flat.
Nice.
So that definitely needs to be replaced. I'm starting to do research on those. Last week I was named to the IMEA Legislative Committee. An interesting committee, and I'm supposed to say hi to you from somebody, and I can't think of his name right now.
Okay.
Some interesting things going on right now. Some of the bills that will affect us, one of which is the CDL, new federal CDL requirements. Basically, they want to treat everyone that works in a small municipal as an over-the-road truck driver, and they're trying to make us take week-long training to drive CDL trucks when we drive 3 miles, maybe, with a CDL truck that's very small, with just has air brakes, basically. So one of the things we're fighting, Senate Bill 1146, another one that the mayor probably knows something about. But another one is insurance pooling. We're still trying to get it to where we can pool with other municipals to pool our insurance together to get better rates for everyone. It's allowed in a lot of other applications, but not for municipals, so another one we're fighting. So a lot of interesting stuff going on with those. So basically, we have a group working alongside of the IMPA, who does their own legislative work. So now we'll have two voices, which is great, mm-hmm. because you hear something from one voice, you think, okay, great. You have another voice come and say this pretty much the same thing, but a little different. You're like, okay, maybe there's something to this. So I think it's a great program. Also, the North Substation, we're having issues with one of our relays there. We may have to take the substation out of service for some repairs. Hoping not. This week, we're going to do some software updates and things like that to try to get that taken care of. Lots of other things, but if you guys got any questions, let me know.
Questions, Sean?
Nope.
Thank you. Thomas?
Nothing to add to my written report.
Questions to Thomas? Thank you. Marsha?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
I think I have nothing. Paul?
Nothing.
Cole?
Nothing.
Jeff?
Nothing.
No press here. No other audience. We'll call the meeting adjourned.